Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. It's a new year, and I'm interviewing a gentleman by the name of Chris Brogan, who's a VP of strategy and technology for Crosstech Media, and he's also a social media expert, co-founder of PodCamp. Because of his position, I wanted to talk to him about what he sees as his top three predictions for 2008 that will really affect the social media industry. So, Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And so what are your three predictions? You know, starting out, we're looking at a new year. Where do you think it's going to go?
Well, as it pertains to the marketing world, I think that all the big PR and marketing companies are going to announce a social media initiative of one kind or another in this coming year. I'll go through them really quick, and then we can go back into detail on them if you want. I think that social networks are going to start folding in on each other, like sort of the original internet bubble pop, and I think it's just going to leave a few mega social networks in place. I mean, there will always be tiny niches, but the ones anyone will be talking about will be reduced greatly over 2008. I also think that mainstream journalistic media is going to dive a lot deeper into the online publishing world. As they've been making some overtures over 2007, I think 2008 will be very much a deeper dive into that space.
How is this going to be relevant to marketers?
Well, for one thing, marketers are going to have to start paying attention to the way the mainstream journalist world is going to go deeper into online. I think that means that instead of thinking in the mindset of campaigns that play stronger to print and then online is the afterthought, I think online will become the primary driver. And so that, you know, the multitude of extra tools that are out there to use in the internet world will be pushed to bear on these things. So starting to experiment and maybe sandbox, as I like to say, some new techniques would be a good thing to do to get ahead of this curve. So I think coming away from this, one might think that they should run off and maybe sandbox some ideas how to approach and reach markets in a different way. And part of that, I think, is starting to build even better listening tools into what they're doing. Because, you know, a lot of what marketing is how to get a message out to a lot of people. But in this newer realm, there's a lot more listening that has to be had. So start looking for applications like Radian 6 and people using better search tools to find conversations inside of blogs and social media. I think that's one takeaway for sure.
So how important do you think video is going to be?
Boy, that's a toughie because, you know, last year I banked, you know, all of 2007, I banked my career on the notion that the video on the internet was definitely the place to be. I think that for independent producers, it's a sort of make or break year. I think for marketers, that means that there's a lot of opportunity to really inexpensively work with independent creators right now to find some different levels of traffic. You know, if your demographic is somebody online, if your demographic is somebody, you know, say, I don't know, 18 to 50, or even maybe 13 to 50, there's a whole range of places where independent content is going right now, and it's growing because of the writer strike that's been going on since late 2007. So it is an interesting time for internet video. At the same time, it's just not going as fast as everyone thought. All these internet video companies who have been out there who really thought 2007 was the breakout year have had to retrench, change their expenditures, thin out their staff a little bit because it didn't pay off as fast, at least in advertising revenues and the like. Will internet video continue to be important? Yes. And as it's getting easier and easier to use, as services like Seismic are making social networks for internet video, Magnify.net is doing video blogging in a box. So there's a lot of internet video play going out there as Adobe Flash and Microsoft Silverlight take even more integration into the browser and into the web space. But, you know, watch that one kind of lightly because I think there's some consolidation coming in internet video as well.
So really what you're saying, it sounds like, is for marketers, as they always have, to really look at the target audience that they're trying to obviously go after, to then assess sort of what do they expect to get from what initiatives they're putting together, and then ultimately really be smart about considering all the options that are out there. And then also there's there's obviously the need to understand the tools, too, as part of that. But isn't it sort of that's what you're saying? I mean, you're looking at the target audience factor as being the most key one to say, what are you trying to – who are you trying to get to and what are you trying to do?
I agree. I mean, it is definitely back to basics. And I think that once people sort of get over the drinking the Kool-Aid part of social media and social networking, as it applies to marketing – these tools are just tools, and they're not the same thing as a discipline. And I would say that there are some things that social networks and social media do differently than your traditional marketing methods, even traditional online, if you can say that there's such a thing as online traditions now. But I would say that it's got to be more about conversation if you're going to jump into the social trenches. If you're going to spend time in Twitter and Facebook and that, then it can't be all about the message. It has to be about the value both ways. And it's a different argument, but you're right. It's also a question of who you're trying to capture. Not everyone is the right person for the product or the service, and people have to be a little more attentive to the amount of time and what they're thinking the return on that influence will be. It's not so much a return on investment. It doesn't cost anything to use Twitter, but it certainly takes time, and it's going to be something where we have to sort of judge what we're actually trying to get out of a campaign or get out of a conversation online.
Great. Well, Chris, thank you so much. Very helpful, very, very thoughtful, and a good perspective at the top of the year. So I appreciate it very much.
No worries, and thanks so much for your time.
So I've been talking to Chris Brogan, and he's a VP of Strategy and Technology at CrossTech Media, and he's a social media expert and co-founder of PodCamp, and a blogger, and has a very interesting blog to follow. So for all of my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.